Well, tonight I'm going to give a teaching on it'll not be a long teaching, so you can relax. I'm not going to keep you here till 8:30. I won't keep you here past 7:30, the Lord willing, unless I really get going here. This is a short message, which is unusual for me, but a vital message nevertheless. And this is a personal message. This is a selfish message. Is that okay? I never, in setting down my preaching agenda for the year, would have chosen to speak on this particular subject, which is, should we pray to the saints in heaven? I mean, every Protestant knows the answer to that, right? No. We don't even think about it. We don't consider it. I have a friend, though, who is a charismatic out of the Catholic tradition, and when we were talking some months ago, he presented to me a notion of praying to the saints in heaven that I'd never heard before, and it intrigued me and made me go back to the Scripture. It made me realize how much I really do disagree with him, even though he is my brother in the Lord. He said, when we pray to the saints in heaven, we are not praying to the saints as you would think of praying to God. I said, that's not the idea at all. He said, praying to the saints in church tradition is somewhat equivalent to me going to you and saying, George, I have a real special prayer need, and I'd like for you to intercede with me about that need. And he said, I believe there's efficacy or power in your prayer that where two of us agree is touching anything, it shall be done. So he said, when I've gone to you to ask you to share with me in that prayer request, I haven't prayed to you. I've simply come to you and asked you to pray with me. And together we go to the Father. And the Father likes it when we come together. He has told us in His Son that wherever two or three of us gather together, it shall be done. So there is merit or power in coming together with other saints. Now he says, if this is true on earth, think of how much more it is true when we come into the heavenly realms and we see ourselves surrounded by the cloud of heavenly witnesses. We must recognize that in Christian theology, there is no such thing as death, that those who die in Christ go on living. To die is gain. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we have a view in Christian theology that those who die aren't really dead. They go on living. And if their prayers have been mighty and powerful on earth, they also can be mighty and powerful in heaven. And therefore, when a saint is prayed to, you're simply asking them to pray with you about that need. And especially persons that have been greatly used of the Lord, it's a comfort to realize that they in that moment are joining with you, and you're not left simply on earth with your prayers, but you have also intercessors within the heavens, a prayer group in the heavens, if you will, who can join in prayer for you, and their direct contact with the Lord means something very special. And I thought, I'd never heard that before. All this time, I just thought it was idolatry. That's my Protestant mentality. I better re-examine this whole thing. Should we call upon the saints in heaven and enlist them to pray along with us? Well, I have been chewing on that for about 4 months, and I'm ready now to give you my opinion. As one who hopefully has, as Paul says, this is my own opinion as one who has been found trustworthy of the Lord. We ought to recognize, first of all, that it is totally wrong to pray to a saint, okay? That no human being ever receives worship. There's a difference. I'll make a distinction right off between praying with a saint and praying to a saint. I want to say something about praying to a saint. In Acts chapter 14, when Paul and Barnabas have done a mighty miracle on the first missionary journey at Lystra, the people in the town want to bow down and worship them and offer sacrifice because they have been instrumental in healing a man crippled from birth. They steadfastly tear their clothes and refuse worship. John, in the book of Revelation, an angel comes along and reveals things to him, and John starts to bow down to the angel, and the angel refuses worship and tells him to worship God only, Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. So both, and there are all kinds of instances in Scriptures, and that's not the main focus to talk about that, but Scripture is very clear that you shall worship the Lord only. He alone is God, and it's inappropriate to pray to anyone who is not God. But we're talking about a different matter than praying to someone. We're talking about calling on someone in the heavens and praying with them. And I would like to give you, I must always have a list. I guess that's a quality of a teacher, that there always must be a list. And I think I've got 7 reasons, because I have a perfect and complete argument on the subject, all right? First reason that we should not, it seems to me, pray with the saints in heaven is that, first, Jesus never prayed with a saint in heaven. His whole example of prayer is always direct. Never once does he pray to Abraham. Never once does he pray to Moses. Never once does he pray to any of the prophets. And yet they are all in the company. The only time that Jesus talks to a personage from the Old Testament is when on the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah and Moses appear to him, and they are there physically, one-to-one. They're there with Peter, James, and John, and Jesus talks with them. He's not even in a praying context there. He is talking with them about his decease or exodus, which he is going to accomplish at Jerusalem. It seems to me that in such a vital matter of prayer, if the Lord had wanted us to have the saints in heaven available to us to carry on our prayer requests in the heaven, that he would have given us some teaching on the matter. So that ought to be number one. Jesus left no teaching and no example on the subject at all. Second reason why I do not feel that praying with the saints in heaven is open to us in Scripture is that the Apostle Paul, to use the chief teaching example out of the New Testament, Paul writes 13 of the New Testament letters, is responsible for a great body of teaching in the New Testament. Paul never gives us such teaching in his letters or in his own personal example. And there were persons, devout Christian persons who had preceded Paul into death. For example, Stephen had died at Paul's own hands, and yet we never find Paul saying in any of his letters, "Boy, I've been talking with Stephen, and I just really feel great that I'm able to reestablish contact with him, and that Stephen is praying with me on the success of my missionary journeys, and boy, he really wishes he could be along, but you know, he understands now." Paul never does anything like that. Okay, he never in teaching or example gives to us a pattern or explicit direction or even implicit direction that we ought to pray with the saints. Third, all the apostles of the New Testament never prayed to a saint in heaven. No example in the New Testament at all of any apostle ever praying with a saint in heaven. Furthermore, we have no teaching from any apostle that says, when I am gone into heaven, I want you to call upon me. And I'll really intercede for you. I'll go right to the Father. You know, I'm going to be right there. We're the 12 foundation stones, and we'll be right there, so you feel free, right, to come and pray with me, and I'm going to pray for you. Just call on me. Don't forget, I'm still living. No apostle ever says anything like that. And all the teaching of the apostles is that we have direct access. And I think if we were using a key scripture for this message, it would be 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. The apostles never give us any instruction that we're to pray with the saints. Fourth, I want to point out practically that praying with a saint on earth differs from praying with a saint in heaven. My friend says, it's just like praying with a saint on earth. You pray with a saint in heaven. I pointed out to him, and I believe this more strongly now, that it's much different. When I'm praying with a saint on earth, I'm praying with someone who is in two-way contact with me. I don't sit in my room and I start thinking and I say, well, let's see. My Wayne Tesh is sitting over there in the other office. I think I'll just get Wayne into this picture. So without ever buzzing him on the intercom or anything like that, all of a sudden I'm enlisting Wayne Tesh in my prayer. No, if Wayne Tesh is going to pray with me, we're going to get either on the phone or we're going to get face-to-face. It's going to be a two-way communication. I can talk to him and he can talk to me. And one of the difficulties about praying to the saint in heaven is that you don't have any two-way contact. And you also have this phenomena that a saint on earth or in heaven is not God. They're still have the uniqueness that is human nature, which means that saints are not omnipresent and saints are not all-knowledgeable. And therefore, if you pray to a saint in heaven, you don't know if they're already tied up with somebody else. Now, we know that God can listen to many conversations at once because he is everywhere present. It's a mystery to me how God can listen to everybody's prayers at the same time. But if I start praying with Thomas, you know, somebody else may have him tied up. And then poor Thomas has to listen to two people. What about listening to 10 people at a time? You know, that's assuming something about his nature that isn't true. And I said to my friend, and I was teasing him, and we have the kind of relationship where I can tease a lot because he gets me right back and pokes out all the foibles in our theology that we cling to that we may not have some support for in some areas, though I can't think of any right at the present time. But I said, and please, if you're from a Catholic tradition, there's no disrespect in this at all, but I said, I really feel sorry for Mary. I said, since the 3rd century, she hasn't had a moment's rest. Everybody all the time is on the line. trying to get through to Mary. And Mary would like to enjoy the presence of her son for a while and enjoy heaven. So I wish people for 24 hours would just leave her alone and let her enjoy heaven if the prayers can get through. Okay, now if you're from a Catholic tradition, forgive me, because I love Mary, and I think all believers ought to love Mary. But it just seems to me that to make Mary the mediator of prayer, or to make any saint the mediator of prayer, is to mean that lots of people are coming at the same time and God simply didn't make them. To be of that kind of an order, to listen to a lot of people at the same time. When I'm praying with you, we have a two-way communication. When I'm praying with a saint in heaven, there is no communication at all, because saints can only listen because of the nature of our humanness and our mortality. Even in our resurrected body, we can listen to one conversation at a time. I think a fifth reason why I would not pray with a saint in heaven is that praying with a saint in heaven demeans our own confidence with God. Demeans our own confidence with God. Now, the way this works is, boy, you know, I can go and I can say, Frank, pray for me. But, I mean, Frank really hasn't got through the battle yet. So, you know, I'm not sure how powerful his prayers are really going to be, see. So I say, boy, I know Peter has pull with God. You know, Frank, yeah, but I know Peter. If I go to Peter, he really has pull with God. I mean, he's the cornerstone upon which Jesus said he'd build the church. So we began relying upon the ability of someone who was close in to do something for us, and we began to have a diminished view of our own confidence with God in prayer. And Hebrews says, let us boldly, all of us, you and me, the people who aren't very well known, you know, the nobodies of this world, let us boldly approach the throne of grace. That means we can get right on in ourselves. And I've always had the view that if you can go to the top in an organization, you ought to go straight to the top and not waste time with anybody that, you know, if you can get to the top, go to the top, and we can all get right straight through to God. You know, so we don't really need Peter. I love Peter. Peter's one of my two favorite people out of the New Testament, but I would no more think of going to Peter to ask him to pray for me, because it's just the Lord has put me in this life. I have come to the kingdom for such a time as this, and God regards my prayers as seriously as He regards Peter's. So I'd rather hear what Jesus said. Wherever two or three of you agree on earth, not just wherever two or three of you agree, some of you in heaven and some on earth, but wherever two or three of you agree on earth is touching anything in my name, it will be done. There's confidence we can have as we come to the Lord in prayer. A sixth reason for not praying to a saint in heaven is that praying with a saint in heaven subtly creates an intermediary between me and God. Subtly creates an intermediary. And the model of relationships we've been given in the Scripture as believers is that the Father is our Father and we are His children, His sons or His daughters. We're also given, in terms of Christ, the model of His being the husband and we are the bride. I was talking with Jake Gustafson about this week, and he said, yeah, he said, I can understand what you're saying. He said, if I wanted to have a conversation with my wife Shannon, he said, I wouldn't call you and say, would you talk to Shannon on my behalf? He said, I would just talk to my wife. He said, so someone else involved in the circle short circuits the close relationship that God intends to model, and that's the case. God wants us to have the confidence to come to Him as a child or as a marital spouse. And when I talk to God, I can come to Him directly without an intermediary between me and Him. And I think a seventh reason is that praying with a saint gradually can lead away from a direct relationship with God Himself. And that is why when you go into some circles of the world, what started out as good, so-called good theology, and I pointed this out to my charismatic friend, said, I'm sure you mean well by praying with the saints. I said, but the fact is that most people don't understand your subtle distinction. They wound up praying to the saints. And let me take you in many parts of the world. Let me take you down to the cathedral in Tijuana to start with, and I'll show you people that are praying in two saints and have no idea that they're praying with a saint. And they've lost the sense of direct intermediary nature with God. Time Magazine, the man of the year was Lech Walesa. How many of you saw Time Magazine? It's very interesting to read Walesa's religious experience. A man whom we all greatly admire. He's talking about, and it seems to me he illustrates this point, that in his own prayer life, he's dependent upon an intermediary rather than coming to the Lord directly. And many people begin to get the idea, the saints pull for me, but God's pulling against me. You know, I've got to get them to get Jesus on my good side. Lekwalensa says, when things go tragic or critical, I would say, Mother Mary, I'm losing. Now, what are you going to do about it? Then I would take some time for myself and I would say, what will be, will be. Okay, it's your thing. How will you solve this? I could lean back because right behind me I knew there was another leader, the Virgin, and I could rely on that leader and I would have a chance to relax for a while longer and I would think, the question is this, did the Virgin really help me or did I just have time to relax and pass the baton on to someone else? You choose your thing. Now, again, no personal attack on Mary, whatever. I think, if anything, Protestants have underestimated and demeaned the Mother of the Lord. But here is a case where a leader, because of his training, has moved away from the idea of coming directly to the Lord himself and has relied on someone else in heaven who is looking out for his interests. And we ought not to ever make the mistake that a saint is more interested in us and fighting more for us than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And I would simply say that praying with a saint gradually can lead to a distance of relationship between ourselves and the Lord. So having looked at all of these reasons, I've decided that I'm not going to pray with saints. And that's all I wanted to tell you tonight, okay? Just a little teaching that helped me get my head straightened. And I like to be challenged periodically by persons who come along with a different viewpoint. I haven't read my friend out of the kingdom. I haven't said, you heathen, you need to be rebaptized. I don't doubt at all his genuine experience with the Lord. But it's just he is not as up in that area as he should be and needs some more growth and grace. So I'm doing my best to help him. And he's doing his best to help me, and I'm going to send him a tape of this service to further spur him on.